Sesame Street in South Africa has a new cast member, an adopted little girl Muppet who lives with human parents and brothers and sisters, and she is HIV positive. The show's local sponsors say the character adds a critical and necessary storyline to a show broadcast in sub-Saharan Africa, where some 2.4 million children under the age of 15 are HIV positive. But when the Children's Television Workshop announced the new character at the World AIDS Conference last week, the news stirred an outcry from some conservative lawmakers and policy organizations in the United States who wonder whether a two-year-old can handle such a complex subject. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Controversial subjects are not new to Sesame Street. For more than 30 years, the show has spoken to toddlers about death, divorce, racism, and violence. In the program's 8 international editions, the show's agenda is also challenging. For example, this young Israeli Muppet has a Palestinian friend.
Beffy, she's a little monster like me, and she's in the same age, but she have a different color.
But Takalani Sesame, that's what the show's called in South Africa, will be the first Sesame Street with an HIV-positive Muppet. Robert Knezovich oversees the international versions of Sesame Street and says the new character won't be very different than Takalani's other Muppet stars, like Moshe the Mongoose or the grumpy old Zeke.
This Muppet would obviously be, as in the context of Takalani and Sesame, a supported and valued member of the Takalani community who is loved, accepted, and supported, and is just one of the kids on the set.
That's how Takalani Sesame's producers hope to get the message across to young South African children that HIV-positive people can be normal. But Knezovich says there will also be scenes that deal directly with the little girl's disease.
One of the scripts that's in testing right now is the character is sad because some children whom we don't see won't play with her, and the characters on the set rally around her and deliver some information such as, don't these kids know that you can't catch HIV just by playing with you, and will play with you, etc. And then they go off and they play together.
Takalani Sesame's sponsors in South Africa are unanimous in their belief that the show needs an HIV-positive character. But here in the U.S., others feel differently, like Robert Knight of the conservative think tank The Culture and Family Institute.
Kids are being sexualized every day in the larger culture. And now, with an HIV Muppet, they will be told that this is not anything out of the ordinary. It's something normal, natural, and, you know, it's no big deal, really. And it's a very big deal to a lot of people.
And last week, Republican Congressman Billy Tozan of Louisiana sent a letter to the head of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting asking how it was decided to include HIV in Sesame Street and whether any public money supported the production. CPB clarified that the HIV-positive Muppet will not appear on American Sesame Street. The Children's Television Workshop, which produces the show, says in South Africa, HIV is not a new subject for children. The high infection rates there mean many South African children probably know someone with HIV. Robert Knight and other conservatives don't buy that argument.
Well, I think the rationale that there are lots of those poor children who have HIV, and therefore we have to have an HIV Muppet, doesn't wash. The more they normalize HIV and make it seem as if it's a non-threatening thing that you might just happen to get walking down the street, the more they create a wrong impression about how it's spread.
The Takalani Sesame producers say they are intentionally skirting the subject of how this Muppet got HIV. Transmission is where they draw the line for age-appropriate material. The show is set to premiere in South Africa on September 30th. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.